Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Happy Traveler. I hope you guys have all had an incredible summer. It is crazy to see how fast the last 3 months have flown by, but thank you so much for spending part of your summer listening to The Happy Traveler. We have another awesome episode for you today. Today we're going to be talking all about oncology nursing, oncology travel nursing, and healthy living with someone who is an expert, and I'm super excited about this one. Her name is Alessandra Lopez, so we're going to let her introduce herself. And as always, I am your host, Nurse Kelly. And Alessandra, thanks for being on.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to spend today with you. My name is Alessandra. I am a newer nurse. I've been in the game for just less than 3 years. I started my career as a postpartum nurse, and now I feel like I've found my calling as an oncology nurse.
That is so cool.
Yeah, thank you. And for me, I'm just on a personal journey of pursuing happiness, and I'm doing that through my three greatest passions, which are health, food, and travel.
Oh, I love that so much. Well, I'm sure we have a ton of people who are listening that are very curious on what it is like to be an oncology travel nurse, because that unit is no joke in general, and then to be traveling around. So can you give us kind of a day in the life? What is it like to be an oncology travel nurse?
I feel like the field of oncology has been incredibly rewarding for me. I feel that at some point in our lives, we're all going to be impacted by oncology, by cancer. You know, it's non-discriminatory. It doesn't matter what age, what race, what gender you are. And so that's why I feel like I've been drawn to oncology, because I feel like it can make a difference in anyone's lives. And particularly oncology, you're able to impact health in all like continuums of healthcare. So you can do it in primary, secondary, tertiary healthcare. So, and even in the hospital setting, which is more of a tertiary setting, I'm still able to do the health education and talk about the prevention, the detection, and, you know, living with cancer. So hitting all spectrums of healthcare.
Yes, definitely. How did you know that you wanted to work in oncology? What, because I know you said you started out in one spot and switched to another. Well, how did you know? What kind of did that for you? What made you make that switch?
I feel like my journey with oncology started back when I was an undergrad. I got involved on campus with my science council's Cancer Awareness Club. I was president of that organization for 2 years. And with that organization, our mission was to educate our community both on and off campus about the situation of cancer. And we did that through several ways. We did my monthly meetings. We're involved in health fairs. And one of the bigger things we did was we offered a course, the biology of cancer course, as an upper division elective on campus that we streamed online for the community. And that was a lecture-based series. And those were taught by research physicians at working at my current hospital now. So I always kind of had a little special relationship with my hospital. We also did toy drives every Christmas for my hospital. We did tours, the Walk for Hope every year. So I developed a special relationship with my current hospital and with that patient population. I went into postpartum because, you know, I was a nurse in school. I had a rotation in Allen, that baby fever, and it's really exciting. But when I was there, I just felt like something was missing for me. But, you know, my patients just came and left so fast, and I wasn't developing those relationships. I personally felt like I wasn't making the difference I could in my patients' lives, and an opportunity came up. I applied for a residency at my hospital. I got accepted, and it's been life-changing for me, and hopefully to my patients.
I think that is an incredible story, and I think that it's really noble of you. And I have had some experiences with people in my family who have passed away from cancer, and I can, if anyone can tell you thank you so much, it is me, because I think it is such a tough job choice, and for you to go into it with such passion and compassion for other people is really incredible. What do you think is the most rewarding part? At the end of the day, what makes you say, wow, like today was the best day ever?
You know, I get those moments quite often, and I think that's why I love it so much. I think, one, I learned so much from my patients. I learned to, you know, they've given me perspective on life, you know, regardless of what's going on in their lives. You know, it's how you take things. Like, you know, they can't change the diagnosis that they've been given, but they can change how they look at life. And they come to, they're in the hospital, and they have so much gratitude and appreciation for life and their loved ones. I think one of the more rewarding times that I had most recently was I had an adolescent patient, and I could tell that he was really struggling with being in the hospital, you know, because he's so young and, you know, it's summer, he wanted to be in school. And I structured my day so I could get all my work done. I was efficient with my charting, all my tasks. So I could just go into the room and we just played cards for a half hour. And I felt like both him and I forgot that we were even in a hospital setting. That was really rewarding.
Aw, that's so great. That's going to make me cry. That's so sweet. I love that so much. Seriously, thank you so much for what you do. I know it can't be easy. I'm sure there are some really tough days, but it sounds like you have the perfect mindset for doing oncology travel nursing. So that is really cool. Will you tell everybody, because you also have some more incredibly cool things about you, will you tell us about your blog mission?
Yeah, so the blog mission started to capture my journey to happiness. And so it was kind of a way to just kind of keep me accountable. You know, I wanted to make sure I had recipes, and it just blossomed into, you know, an Instagram and a blog page. And so my three greatest passions, as I mentioned earlier, are health, food, and travel. And so I kind of rotate through those three. Health is obviously my nursing field, with an emphasis on oncology and health education, because that's what I'm most passionate about, is health education. Food. And I love food. To me, food is not just a means of survival, it's a way of life. And I feel what people struggle with when it comes to healthy eating is that so many of these diets are so restrictive that we can't realistically, you know, commit to them. And that's why you see all this yo-yo dieting and people just, you know, not being able to eat healthy, because there's these misconceptions that healthy eating, you know, means sacrificing of your love for food and your food culture. So as a health educator, I want to live by example and show that healthy eating is easy and it can be fun, you know. And then traveling, you know, I am always looking at my next trip. I also just like to show that traveling can be affordable. And that you can do it on your own, or you can, you know, there's just so many ways that you can travel. And I feel like you learn so much from traveling too.
Definitely.
It's really been a humbling experience.
Yes. And you get to see so much of the world, and you are truly filling a need that we have. I mean, so many people have misconceptions about nutrition and diets, and so many people are looking for those answers. So I think that's really cool. On that same topic, you do your own recipes. So tell me about your recipes. How do you come up with them? What inspires you? Do you have a theme? I'm super curious on how this whole recipe thing started and what that kind of looks like for you.
Thanks. It's just really getting creative. I love doing food plating, so food presentation. But honestly, I'll just look at my favorite recipes and I'll see what healthy substitutions can I make? What can I do to make this healthier? It means, doing healthy substitutions, showing that, you know, going to their farmer's market, buying foods that are in season so that they taste better. You know, just knowing, having balanced diets and creating simple, healthy rules. So you know, kind of eating the rainbow, you know, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. You have a favorite?
My favorite? Honestly, I'm a huge fan of salads. And why I like salads is because you can do so much variety with them. You know, you can swap out your proteins, make them super colorful. You know, kind of every kind of food culture has their own salad, from tabbouleh to a Mexican salad. But I think one of my favorite food, because food prepping is so important in the field of nursing, I feel I have to prep food to survive through my shifts, because I like to group my shifts together so I can enjoy my time off. I realize that if I don't prep going into a string of shifts, that I won't eat as healthy. So one of my favorite recipes are my little egg souffle cups or egg omelet cups, and you can just change it up. And that's what I like about it, is flexibility in your diet. So you just throw all these little ingredients into a cup, add the eggs, and there you go.
Yum. And that sounds really good.
It is.
That's so cool. Well, in addition to your blog and your recipes and obviously being super busy being an oncology travel nurse, you are also an advocate and ambassador for many different things. So I've scoured your platforms and I saw so many things for cancer awareness, which is incredible. But I also saw some really cool posts about minority awareness, Cherokee uniforms. Why is it important to you to be a part of these specific causes and companies?
I love my relationship that I have with Cherokee Uniforms. They have been with me from the very beginning, you know, when I had like zero followers, when I was just a baby nurse, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I felt like they saw something in me. They saw a passion, they saw a drive, and they've been there to support me from day one. You know, I just got off the phone with them today and we're planning something very special for my birthday, a service project. But I love that, you know, they support me and what I need to do to stay driven, and like they feel my passion. So I feel like as a nurse, sometimes working in the hospital setting, you know, we're so, we get so burdened out sometimes by all the tasks that need to be done that we don't get to, you know, sometimes meet the psychological needs of our patients and ourselves. And so that's why I like to volunteer, you know, outside of work, so I can, you know, spend more time on that. And they've been there to support that. They helped me put together Meals of Love at the Ronald McDonald House. They've been there to help me with Nurses Week. And so they just, no matter what, it's an unwavering support for me and my journey.
No, I was just going to say, I totally understand that. I've worked with them a ton as well, and they really are an incredibly supportive bunch. But please keep going.
Oh, yeah. And then through that, they also, you know, connected me with other nurses in the field. I feel as a nurse, sometimes it's difficult to arrange your schedule. Sometimes your nurse is on your own floors, you know, because if I'm not working, she's working. So they help broaden my network of nurses, you know, throughout the nation, throughout the world on Instagram, but also here within my local community in LA, little nursing squad. Furthermore, I think what something else I'm passionate about that falls into minority health is mentoring. You know, so much of where I am today is because someone else helped me. Like, they mentored and reached out to me and provided me guidance. And I want to do the same for, you know, up-and-coming nurses.
Yeah, sure. And that's also filling a need that and a void that I think people really can relate to and are really drawn to, and especially in nursing. And I'm glad they have an advocate like you. That's incredible. And I think, you know, too, in all of this, I think there's almost like this duty for nurses to be involved in more than just nursing, because we do have that kind of compassionate side and we do have that education that can help in so many other platforms and in other areas of life and in health and fitness and wellness and all of the things. And I think that's just really exciting. I am heading up at Wanderly, the Wanderly Fitness launch, and I know you're going to be a part of that, and I'm so excited for that. But I am. I'm just so excited because that's what I'm passionate about as well, is nutrition and exercise. And we wanted to make sure that we found influencers and found people that wanted to be a part of this launch that will literally has been offering everything fitness and health and wellness wise, from mental health to nutrition to yoga to CrossFit. I mean, we're going to be offering information on all of these topics, and I'm excited that you're going to be a part of it.
Yes, I'm super excited, and I'm a huge advocate that, you know, we can't promote the health of others unless we're able to, you know, take care of ourselves first, you know, and there's no better way to provide health education than, like, by leading through example. So I'm so on board. I'm so excited for this campaign.
Definitely, and I think, too, we have to be getting this information from people who really know what they're talking about and sharing it out, but there's so many people that have questions about this kind of stuff that we can answer. You know, someone who's done this even a few times has more knowledge than someone who's never done it, and that's what we're looking to offer, is just this awesome travel information platform all about fitness, and we are so pumped. So I can't wait to see all of the content that you're going to be contributing and that we get to share out, and I'm super glad that you were on the podcast today. Do you have anything else that you want to add? Where can everybody find you? Where can the audience go to see all things Alessandra?
So go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It's Eat Travel Nurse. And then my blog is on alessandrainez.com. That's but I will be changing that to eattravelnurse.com. So stay tuned for that one, but they'll link up to each other.
Ooh, I love that. I totally understand the website change because life just changes so quickly. You know, you got to keep up. Well, thank you so much for being on The Happy Traveler. You guys, this episode was all about oncology, travel, nursing with Alessandra Lopez and nutrition and health and wellness and all of the good things that she's doing. Go check out her recipes. Go check out this incredible travel nurse. She is an awesome woman and she has incredible insight and resources for all of you. So go check her out. Thank you so much for listening. That is another edition of The Happy Traveler, and we will see you guys next week.